Episode 2488, Keep Your Eye on the Ball.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary week and that you're well rested because you need to lead your everyday intentionally and keep your eye on the ball. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Distractions can derail your dreams. Don't get stuck in the demolition. Fight for what matters to you and keep your eye on the ball. Your focus in life does matter. Believe it or not, what you put in is what you're going to get out. You have to stay in forward motion or you will fall behind. And it's not a time factor, but an execution matter. You have to be intentional about how you lead your day. Otherwise, you'll be putting out everyone else's fire and not doing what matters to you. You are a living legacy. What you do every day matters. What you do every day counts. And that means one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You're on a journey. You're in a marathon. You can do little sprints, but you have to be willing to put that one step in front of the other. And this is why you want to keep your eye on the ball. You know, I was watching football yesterday. Oh, come on, bring it on. Yes, between college, that was Saturday or Friday or Thursday. I watch a lot of college ball. And then we have, of course, the NFL. And so yesterday I was watching the NFL. And one game I caught was Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New Orleans Saints. It was the bottom of the third quarter. Tom Brady of the Buccaneers throws a long pass over 20 guys only to have his one teammate, Mike Evans, catch the ball for a 41-yard touchdown. Now, that catch could have been easy, right? You're like, no big deal, right? They're paid millions. They know this. But you see, Evans had a saint on his heels, inches away from disrupting the catch. Yet, what do you think happened? Evans kept his eye on the ball. He didn't concern himself with a man about to trample him and cause a fumble, because that was probably what would have happened if he looked at the guy and followed his steps instead of knowing what the plan was, the preparation that he did all throughout the week and executing it. He stuck to what he knew: plan, preparation, and execution. Are you willing to keep your eye on the ball for your dreams and goals? If so, then that's when you take the ball and run. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Take the ball and run. If you want to keep your dreams alive and go for your goals, you have to be willing to rush and run. And that rush and run doesn't mean by speed as in time. That doesn't mean you're saying, gosh, if I can't write my book in 90 days, it's not going to happen. No. Maybe you're not going to write your book for another 4 years, but you can still do 10 words a day if that's all you have. And I know you might be chuckling right now, but it's one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. And the problem is we are so bent on wanting everything right now. Go through the fast food drive-in. Just give me what I want in 5 minutes or less, depending upon where you're going. We're even getting restless at a sit-down restaurant. Seriously, what happened to conversation in this world? We've got to take a step back. We've got to know that God's got time. He's got it, but we have to be willing to take the steps. We have to be willing to say, what is next? We have to be willing to take the ball and run. So you've got to not only get in the game, but stay in the game of life. Go after what you want. And yes, it may not happen all within that 90-day period. It may take 4 years. But if it takes 10 words, 3 sentences a day, more power to you. Because that's what matters to you. And that's all that should matter. So how do you take the ball and run? Well, there's 3 things. Run, R-U-N. Number one, it's responsibility. One part reality and one part dream. That one part reality is, what season are you in right now? Happy November. Can you believe it? We are 2 months away from celebrating a new year. Now that's crazy. Think about what happened just a year ago. Where were you? You know where you were. At home, stuck there, feeling like, oh my gosh, we're not going anywhere. Lots of question marks in our head, right? And maybe there still are question marks in our head. But a lot of us are feeling this urge to, I need to do what I was called to do. I have a purpose that I want to live out. What does that look like? Is that purpose something that requires me to change what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, where I'm doing it? Maybe it's incorporating it differently. Your purpose can actually be lived out by working in the corporate world. Your purpose can be lived out staying at home. Your purpose can be lived out in the community. But the thing is your purpose has to be lived out, meaning that you have to take aim. And that comes first with responsibility. One part reality. What season are you in? What does it look like? What can you do? If you're in the middle of a health crisis, then guess what? It's time that you take care of your health crisis. And if you're like, oh, but I'm not feeling real well. I can't sit for a long period of time. I've got to lay down. I take naps. But I have all these ideas. Great. Get your phone and do voice memos. Then you won't lose them. Put them in the cloud. Download them somewhere. You can even have apps that will translate for you if you don't want to rely on the memory of your phone. But it's one part reality. The other part is dream. Don't suffocate your dream. Don't snuff it out. You want to keep the flame burning. And that means you just got to keep it alive within you. What is that part that needs to keep alive within you? If it is just 10 words a day, and I'm not kidding you, start with 10 words. Maybe then you go to a paragraph. Maybe then you move to a page. What does it and how does it work for you? You've got to figure that out. But it takes what? Responsibility. That's R. Number two, you. Undertaking. Undertaking is a pledge or a promise to take aim. That means you're here to say, you know what? I'm willing. I'm going to raise my right hand and I'm going to say, I'm doing this and I'm doing this for me. I'm living my legacy. This is what I'm creating, right? This is when you go out and create your now. It's not about putting it off to the side. It's about what do you do to take those next steps. Some of you might be thinking, okay, I need to finish my certification. I need to go back to school. What does that look like? Well, number one, you need to look at it and see the possibilities. There's lots of different avenues now that are out there. You can do online schooling, online certifications. You can get financial aid. You can even get people that will help you pay for your education, not just through scholarships, but from private people who say, you know what? I want to invest in someone. But you have to be willing to do what? The groundwork. It's you have a plan, which comes from kind of the season that you're in, and understand that plan shifts a little bit, right? So you've got to be flexible in that. And in that flexibility comes with intention. And then that's when you begin to prep for that plan. What does that look like? You put it into motion, and then it's the execution where you take aim. And this is where you got to promise to yourself. You can tell everybody in the world about it until you put it into action. Do you think your dream's going to come true? No, it's not. It's going to lie dormant. You're created for more. So you've got to be willing to step up to the plate, take the ball, and run. Responsibility, undertaking. You ready for that pledge? And finally, number three, in next. Not never, just next. Always be open to taking one step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You can't eat the whole elephant. And again, I've never understood where that phrase comes from. If you know, send me an email. I have not researched that because you know what? I'm doing a lot of other things. But it is interesting, that saying that comes out. It's one bite at a time, right? Well, okay, we don't want to say it that way because I don't want to eat an elephant. They're too pretty and they're too cute and my grandson loves them. But that's for another episode. What I want you to focus on here is the next, not never. It's just what is right in front of me. That's the focus. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Remember that time issue? How much do you say to yourself, I just don't have enough time? It could be your health. Maybe you need to lose weight and you're like, I just don't have enough time. I got so much on my plate. My house is a mess. My life is just kind of crazy. I'm following the kids left and right. Or maybe you've got some kids out of the house and some kids in the house and you're kind of like in transition. You really don't know what's going on. Talk about in transition. Oh my gosh, my life right now is absolutely crazy. I've been working with my mom this week trying to organize a house. And I'm sitting here going, if I could have just had this done like 3 years ago, I would be in a totally different space. But you know what? I can't go backwards in time, but I can go forward. I can continue to keep moving forward. You see, we hold ourselves back because we're not willing to do the next and we hold on to the not never. What are you holding on? Which part of that are you choosing? The never part or the next? You get to decide. And I would encourage you to always be open to taking one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So take a deep breath. You got to take your ball and you got to run with it. So where will you take your ball and run? What is it that you need to do? Keep in check your season. We're branching into November. Hallelujah, it is here. For some of you, you've already hit winter. For us, we're just beginning to see the leaves change down south. And oh my gosh, I love it. It's just absolutely gorgeous. But pretty soon it's going to get cold. And for us, it just gets damp because that's our winter season. And that takes us into the new year. And then all of a sudden it's spring. That time is going to go by really, really fast. So instead of punishing yourself, instead of saying, I can't do this, or I really should be doing this, take the should haves, would haves, could haves out of your vocabulary and say, I am going to do this today. This is my one thing. And I really want to encourage you, besides your responsibilities, your daily responsibilities, maybe it's taking out the trash, taking the kids to their activities, maybe it's, you know, doing laundry or making dinner, etc. Those responsibilities, okay, besides those, pick the top three only in a day. And maybe you need to pick just the top two because responsibilities are one, then you have two and three. What is that for you? Because in reality, it's hard for us to do more and more and more and more. When we were kids, we did a lot, but really we didn't. We did as much as we're doing now. It's just that when we're older, our vision, how much further we see because of our experience, is a lot different than what our vision was as a child. As a child, it's like, oh my gosh, it's right here, it's right now. I can't wait. But as an adult, we're like, oh my gosh, it's already here. And now it's gone. I can't move fast enough. I've got like 20,000 things on my plate. Do you think we were saying that as a child? No. But we still had to get up, make our bed, brush our teeth, you know, all the basic fundamentals. And we still have that now. Yes, we have the responsibility of a family, maybe a marital relationship. And maybe there's some other things that you've taken on within the community or your church. But all of that is something that you have control over. And if you are in a season that says, you know what, I need to take a break, I need to change my boundaries here, you get to control it. And if you're a new mom, you have younger kids, guess what? You're a season of growth. And that's a beautiful season to be in. Enjoy it. Does that mean that you can't do anything with your life? No. You can do a lot with your life. It's just going to look differently. So don't look side to side. Keep what's right in front of you. So what can you do today to take your ball and run with it? Because you know, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.